Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll tell you, Keith, you say this all the time about the top receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, they're next level.
Like, Nance, you don't need to check. Are his feet in?
Yes. No, every single time, those guys are going to get their feet in.
His feet are in.
Yeah, and, like, not close. Like, controls the ball. It is. It's really amazing because, like, every receiver there, clearly you're in the NFL. You're very good. You're very fast. Hopefully you have good hands. You know, you can get open. But it's amazing watching. You know, DeAndre Hopkins was always a wizard with it. Antonio Brown, for everything going on with him. Like, every time he'd be on the sideline, and the first time you would see it in real time, you're like, probably out. And then they show super slow-mo, and it's like, got his tootsies in, full control of the ball, not moving around. It's amazing. And the Patriots haven't had a guy like that in forever. I mean, probably Edelman. Even Edelman's not the prototypical like that, like, you know, on the sideline type receiver.
Right.
But like, you knew he was going to catch it, and you're like, all right, he's obviously going to hold on to it. But like, watching Steph Diggs, even on a game where it's four catches or whatever, five catches for 46 yards, that in of itself is not the most impressive thing. But that catch, awesome, and like, what a swing that would be. You know, what if you march all the way down the field? Right before the half, you come with no points if he doesn't get his feet in or bobbles the ball or whatever. So that was just a massive big-time play by a big-time player.
Speaking of feet slash legs.
Yeah.
You see
I did.
Cardi B on socials last
sure
night, as
did.
It were.
Yeah.
Can't unsee it.
She's rooting for her guy.
She is
very excited about
she
that.
She was liking his performance.
Yes.
This team is DTF, Jim.
Hard to disagree with that.
Honestly, Romo had a great day yesterday.
Romo was excellent.
Honestly, Romo was right on top of it. How do you argue with that?
I defend Romo. People hate Romo. It's easy to hate Romo. It's fun to hate Romo.
The team is DTF.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time.
Not allowed? No. Did you say that?
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That's our guy.
That's Marco Sturm.
Horny Sturm.
There he is.
Thank you, Sturm. Sexy Sturm?
Sexy Sturm.
Yeah,
that's Marco Sturm watching the Patriots is what he's doing. But no, Steph Diggs, you just said it, Keith. 5 for 46, touchdown.
Yeah.
Unbelievable touchdown.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a catch in the second half, except for the onside recovery that was massive. That was not an easy play.
No, needed that.
I agree with the texter who sent this in, 617-779-7937. That was a borderline perfect onside kick.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I think Romo illustrated on the broadcast. It was two bounces and then a third, like, high point.
That's
one.
What you need, that one that gets crazy.
Diggs had to go up there and get it, took a
knowing he's going to get
massive
demolished.
Shot.
Yeah.
And held on.
Yeah.
So that's why he's here. Never
it's
going to
hurt Diggs, too. You know, did you see his shoulder pads? Like, in a day where guys wear less and less equipment and, like, pads, I feel like his shoulder pads are comical. Like, they're barely even on him.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's just got, like, a baggy sweatshirt on underneath. Like, it's not even actual shoulder pads. So that must have hurt when he got smoked.
I guess he's also kind of stayed on the rookies, specifically Henderson. Like, kind of been like, we need more out of you, stayed on him.
They got more out of him.
And they certainly did yesterday. So Diggs making a big impact. I still thought that sequence right before halftime was fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I think that's evidence of the whole operation. Vrabel, Stretch, who you heard during the appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, a little shout out
from
across the office. I think that's a sign the whole operation is dialed in. 14 plays, 78 yards. They're burning clock. I don't think they tried to score on first down with Drake May down by the goal line.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Stuff for two of them with Henderson. And then Vrabel says, you know what? We can make it 17-10 and get the ball. Or, make it 10-10, rather.
Tie it up, right.
Even it up. And then have the ball coming out. Or we can take the lead, get the ball, and really put our foot on their throat, which is what they did. They score again coming out of halftime on the long Henderson run, and now it's a two-score game, almost singularly because, as he said, we trusted our players there, and Diggs came through with Drake May in a massive spot.
Yeah, that was after the third quarter touchdown. You're sitting there, and you're like, man, they haven't looked very good. Drake May's not very accurate today. And they're up 21-10 on a good team in the NFC.
So I felt that. I tweeted this in real time. A bunch of people were like, oh. I said, May's playing like a D-plus in the first half.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
By his standards. Like,
Right. No, we have now elevated him up to MVP conversation.
Most quarterbacks would take his first half. The way he's been playing, I'm like, D-plus? I didn't even think his first half was that great.
He's just like airmail and throws.
And that was a compliment because they're still winning. They're still beating Tampa at Tampa. I'm like, that speaks to the ceiling and where this team can go.
Yeah.
If you can win games where Drake May isn't dialed in, the team is making mistakes, and you still beat a team like Tampa at Tampa when they're rested out of the bye week, that speaks to where you can go.
Pretty good.
Meanwhile, Drake May today, depending on where you shop, the MVP favorite.
How do you like that?
At DraftKings, Keith, he is plus 275.
Whew!
Ahead of Matthew Stafford at plus 300. On FanDuel, they're even, plus 300 apiece.
Yeah, he had another good game. Stafford, I'm talking about.
He absolutely did. Four touchdowns for him. Jonathan Taylor making a move on these MVP lists.
He should. You see him yesterday?
I did.
Good Lord.
I absolutely did. Yeah. He's fourth on DraftKings. He's third on FanDuel behind May and Stafford at plus 500. Other names lurking, Mahomes, Allen, and Sam Darnold. But he's either tied for the best odds or the favorite for MVP based on how the team is playing and how he's performing, which I think it's right. I think that's fair.
I would agree. I also think it helps, and I don't know if the voters feel this way. Like, you know, if it's Mahomes and Allen at the end or whatever, like, they'll probably still be there. But the Patriots were expected to win maybe 8 or 9 games. And if they, like, blow past that and win 12, 13 games, who knows, maybe even more, I think they sort of look at that. Like, they certainly look at that for Coach of the Year, but I wonder for MVP if they're also like, wow, this kind of came out of nowhere for the type of season that he's having. But yeah, I mean, he ended his streak of the quarterback rating of 100 for all these consecutive games, but it's amazing when we were comparing him to other ones. We weren't just comparing him to like Brady like every year. We were comparing him to Brady in 07.
In an MVP year.
He threw 50 touchdowns
in
07
where he shattered records.
And he had
time.
Moss and Welker. Like, good Lord. Right. And this is a little different. Like, I love Diggs. We all love Steph Diggs. Kayshon Booty's a good player. That is not Moss and Welker. Oh. And so he's doing numbers comparable to that. So that streak was going to end. But what's kind of almost amazing is, like, that streak did come to an end in a win against a good team. It's not like it came to an end, you know, this Thursday against the Jets and you win, like, an ugly one against a bad team and you're like, all right, whatever. Of course you beat the Jets. But you're like, if he doesn't play well against Buffalo, doesn't play well against Baltimore or Tampa, what were the chances that they were going to win? And they do. So yeah, he deserves all the MVP attention that he's getting. He absolutely should. And we're 10 games in, so like feel free to talk about it.
The throw to Diggs on the touchdown, great throw. Mm-hmm. The throw to Kyle Williams on the touchdown was a very, very well-placed ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Williams took it to the house.
Scoop.
I mean, that's on him. That was a great play by him, but the throw was tremendous.
While getting hit, that's a better throw than just saying that was a good throw on Williams.
But I'm saying Williams, the reason they got in the end zone wasn't May, that was Williams, is my point.
Yeah,
but that, like, was a great
getting
throw.
Getting the ball there.
Led him
holding
perfectly.
On to it. Yeah.
I think May's best throw was a third down conversion to Hollins where he was like getting hit in the pocket, stepped up, almost like picked his arm up over the defender and converted it to Hollins.
Oh, yeah, he got away from Vita Vea.
It was an unbelievable play.
That was a good one.
So May made some brilliant plays yesterday, even in a game where he wasn't dialed in. He threw a pick that could have and maybe even should have lost him the game yesterday down in the end zone with an opportunity to go up.
That was like the worst throw he's had all year. The score.
Oh, yeah. Given,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
the whole thing, right? Yeah. Because, you know, he obviously had the bad game against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But that one was just so egregious because at that point you're like, all right, even if you kick a field goal there, now you're up by 8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And so it's still one possession, but you got to, you know, if you keep them out of the end zone, you win the game. Even if you get them in the end zone, you keep them out of the 2-point conversion and you can like win the game. But you throw the pick and then you give them the ball there and now they have it, you know, only down by five. And you're like, didn't like that. But then credit to the defense for turning things around.
Another great throw on that drive was the 54-yarder to Hollins. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you score there. All of a sudden now, you know, you're really opening the game up. You at least get a field goal there, and it's an 8-point game. Right. If you get a touchdown there, you're really putting Tampa away, you think, is at least how it felt. And instead, you give them life. Defense forces the turnover on downs. Henderson with the long score. And then the Bucs punch it in once, can't get the onside kick, and you win the game 28-23. But here's May on the brutal end zone turnover that he had in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I'm not changing my approach. You know, I wouldn't change the throw. I had Mac earlier. Just got to make it him or nobody out there out wide. You got to be mad at yourself, but you know that you have a chance to either go on a two-minute drill to win the game or go in a five-minute scenario to win the game. So that's this league, just bouncing back from it, flipping the page. You know, you want to throw things on the sideline, but, you know, guys are watching me, and I think the biggest thing is just to get back out there and to show these guys are ready to go, you know, for the next play.
Okay, so that I understand. He's like, I'm not going to melt down on the sidelines and, like, you know, spike a clipboard or a tablet or anything like that.
Right.
It's the second time this year I can remember him saying, I wouldn't change the throw. He did that against Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you should.
I think I get what he means.
No, but you should.
I think I get it, but like, let's change our messaging a little bit on those. Like, I wouldn't change it. Like, you probably had the right read, and you got to get the football out quicker. I know what he means. Change some things about it, but since you threw a pick.
But it also goes to say, and like, this is what you're talking about, like when you tweeted about his first half and everybody was like freaking out. Like, he has been so good that was even more surprising.
Staggering. I heard Chris say this when I was driving in this morning. He's like, I screamed when it happened. I did the same thing.
I was like, there's no way guy did that.
It was more like I couldn't believe that he threw it there in that spot based on the year he's having, which tells you about how far he's come and why arguably he's the MVP on the league.
Yeah.
He is the betting favorite to be MVP. So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Tom's in Boston. Get us started today, Tom.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm trying to start a nickname for Diggs. I love him. He's doing a great job.
Okay.
I want to start calling him the camp counselor. And the reason for this is you got all the young bucks on the Patriots. They're essentially the campers, Drake May, Douglas, Booty, Henderson, all these guys. And then you have Diggs, who's the camp counselor. He's teaching him how to, you know, start a fire, fish, hit on the girls next door.
Yeah, I got it.
What I mean?
Camp counselor.
He's like the
Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I get the analogy. What do you think of that, Keith?
Camp counselor?
Yeah.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
So Nick really
doesn't like it.
Okay. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it's not that bad. I think we can workshop something. Maybe he needs a name. See, sometimes you just have a cool enough name where you don't need a nickname. Stephon Diggs is a pretty sweet name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need a nickname. What about Cardi D?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good. John is in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys were talking about how the Patriots didn't look good or Drake May didn't look great. What can negate that is the big home run plays. Yesterday, or big home run touchdowns. Yesterday we had 55, 72, and 69-yard touchdowns. Nice. That elevates the offense. I can't remember the last time that we could score from anywhere on the field. You know, Josh McDaniels' offenses are usually methodical, but when you can score from anywhere on the field, that can negate, an average game from Drake May.
Yeah, so John,
100%.
It was nice to actually see it. Like, when the Patriots drafted these guys, and we're going to get into the draft class
coming
up.
Yeah, the idea was they can both do it.
That's what we said.
And we saw Henderson rip off a kick return in the preseason. We're like, we're going
to
see this.
Right, so we knew they were capable of it. Yeah. It was nice to actually see it yesterday.
Well, definitely. I mean, when they drafted Tyquan Thornton, the idea was, oh, he's so fast. Like, when do you see him in action? Like, okay, it's horrible. And so, like, Kyle Williams, it had been a very slow start for Kyle Williams, but we knew he was fast.
To that point, Aaron Schatz,
nice,
your guy over there,
yeah.
He says, how dependent were the Patriots on explosive plays yesterday? Tampa had a 52% offensive success rate. Don't even ask me what that means.
What is that?
New England had only a 33% offensive success rate. I think that factors
but
in,
but when
like,
they were successful, they were crazy
well,
successful.
Well, I think it factors in, like, down and distance. You know, on first down, you get X amount of yards. Second down, you get X amount. I think that's how they calculate
well,
that.
Well, true. I mean, you think about that end of the first half. I mean, they had three straight non-productive plays. That was a 25% hit rate, but the hit was a touchdown.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you had three long touchdowns yesterday. That helped make up for an inefficient but explosive offensive day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.